Here with me in this interview, I've got Baxter Black. And Baxter, it's so good to see you back here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. We got the Beef Board annual dinner at this meeting, and I understand they got you back here to talk to them tonight, right?
Yes, I'm a little surprised they're serving lamb, though, aren't you?
I haven't even heard that yet. That is a surprise.
It will be. Well, I've been a member of the Cattlemen's Association since the early 70s, and I do some things for the Beef Board and sort of consider it my part. I'd love to be one of these cattlemen, and but you can't be everything, and so I have a few cows, but it's a way I can take. This whole thing works because people give their time to a mutual good cause, and so I do that. And then the Checkoff is also a sponsor on a television show I have on RFD. So we have mutual interests, but the television deal can come and go, and I'll still be here. And so I'm intimately involved with them right now, and so they invited me to come entertain them, and I said, well, I'd be honored.
Well, tell me what you think about these cowboys, and I dare say cowgirls, although there's some of them that have told me, you know what, we're cowboys. We may be a girl, but we're still a cowboy. But what do you think about this group? Because I know you were here last year, and I thought that was just a fun event that we had here.
Well, you know what's stunning to me is that they get anything done. I mean, I write a column every week, have a radio program, and it's all about these people and farmers and wherever the column and the programs run. And they just tell me endless stories, and they're always got something stirred up. Your friend and mine, Derry Brownfield, just stirring the water all the time. And what's amazing is that they get anything done. And I was at their meeting this afternoon, and everybody had a different opinion. They're all arguing. But when it's all done, this thing keeps running, and they've made the right decision somehow.
Well, I think looking at the Checkoff, which is funding this, it is a producer-driven program, and I've heard that echoed here so many times since I've been here just at this particular meeting, that's one of the things they like about it. That, yes, they are checking off a dollar, they're investing in this, but they are also getting to decide largely how that money gets spent, too.
Well, one whole facet, for those of you listening who don't realize it, Matthew McConaughey and the big advertising that a lot of consumers see takes up the bulk of the funds. But there is also a program for producer identification or producer information, and that's kind of the part I am. I make the radio commercials that are aimed for the choir, as it were, but the choir needs to know that we're doing something, and so that's kind of my part.
Well, it's actually part of the act that we have to have that, because exactly. I mean, not everybody can be at this meeting. Not everybody can be in these committees. And yet, it's very important, since they're investing in it, that they know what's happening with their money.
Well, I would like to make one other suggestion, since I have the floor and we got cattlemen watching. And I don't care if you got 7 cows and live in Willow Springs or you're in Dallas and you got, 500,000 cattle on feed. When we set up the Checkoff, at a dollar a head in like 82, it was a lot of controversy. It was a lot of money, and it was a lot of money. And we're learning how to spend it properly. And now, between inflation and cattle prices and everything else, and now our numbers are down. So you're going to hear a lot about the $2 Checkoff to raise it another dollar. And I'm here to tell you, boys and women, whoever's thinking about this, you got to keep funding this, and you got to give us enough money. If you look at the elections, all they're talking about is how much money Obama and McCain are making. And somehow they assume that the one with the most money is going to win. That's the assumption. And what we are trying to do is to win the consumer to us. And we have gone so far towards that. I remember the red meat scare and the health scare just endless and the animal rights lunatics and the environmental people. And we're working on all that seriously. Plus, we're also promoting the product. So We need another dollar on top of that. The money's being well spent. You can read anywhere that it's being well spent.
Absolutely. Well, great point, and a great way to compare that to something that we certainly are seeing in the media every day out here. Well, thank you very much, Baxter, for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.